We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss William Barr, the Minority Report, and pre-crime on TM Radio. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to Contact Information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Please donate to Targeted Massachusetts. You will see on the home page below the button, please donate and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the city of Carver, Massachusetts. If you have any questions, you can call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID Targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, just type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Our chat that accompanies this show is targetedmass@chatango.com, chatango.com, and you're welcome to join in. The Schumann Resonance was yesterday 60, and to be quite honest with you, I have not had a chance to check it today. The nominal or normal is 7.83. So a harp is apparently engaging in some type of warfare. Who knows? We have a very sinister development here in the United States. Pre-crime is now real. Social scoring is now real. Attorney General William Barr has given the word to all of the attorney generals throughout the country that the movie Minority Report should be implemented throughout the U.S. I don't know how many people are familiar with the term lowercase f, uppercase MRI, but that is what is used to do the scanning. And they have given veiled information throughout their news commentary that shows that they will be using fMRI. fMRI was discovered or publicized by Peace Pink back in 2010. So they've had plenty of time to develop it. Companies that have developed fMRI are the following: NeuroFocus, which was purchased by Nielsen, M-Sense, NeuroSense, and Mind Lab International. Now, these are the companies that are into social scoring. If you have a perfect credit score and you go to purchase a car and it doesn't go through, start looking at social scoring, because it is in the United States. Now, what we all have to do, the women are very, very good at this, and that's organizing and protesting. Guys, you need to take a week or two off from work across the country and protest. Social scoring and pre-crime are against your constitutional rights. Stand up for your rights. Take 2 weeks off. Protest in Washington. Protest in your own state. But please protest before we get taken over and all thrown in jail. Last Wednesday, U.S. Attorney General William Barr issued a memorandum to all U.S. attorneys, all law enforcement agencies, and top-ranking Justice Department officials, announcing the imminent implementation of a new national disruption and early engagement program aimed at detecting potential mass shooters before they commit the crime. Now, to refer back to the movie, they would sit in their computer room and a wooden ball would be carved out with the information of the person on it. Now, I think this will probably be just a printout, but this is only the beginning of what they are doing. We just had an apology from NSA saying that they would no longer be interested in monitoring our communications. Well, guess what? They're going to be monitored, all right. Per the memorandum, Barr has directed the Department of Justice and the FBI to lead an effort to refine our ability to identify, assess, and engage potential mass shooters before they strike. This sounds good, right? That part sounds good to me, too. The Attorney General further described the coming initiative slated to be implemented early next year. As an efficient, effective, and programmatic strategy to disrupt individuals who are mobilizing towards violence by all unlawful means. More specific information about the program is set to follow the recent memorandum, according to Barr, though it is unclear if that forthcoming document will be made public. Okay, so what does that tell you? Who gave this man the authority? Who voted? Did you vote? I didn't. Who voted this into law? He just got up, put all this stuff together, and said, this is the way it's going to be. This is one man in this country. One. He is casting his edict across the United States. Barr also requested that those who received the memorandum send their best and brightest to a training conference at FBI headquarters this coming December, where the DOJ, FBI, and private sector partners will prepare for the full implementation of the new policy and will also be able to provide new ideas for inclusion in the program. Perhaps the most jarring aspect of the memorandum is Barr's frank admission that many of the early engagement tactics that the new program would utilize were born of the posture we adopted with respect to terrorist threats. In other words, the foundation for many of the policies utilized following the post 9/11 war on terror are also the foundation for the early engagement tactics that Barr seeks to use to identify potential criminals as part of this new policy. Though the war on terror policies have largely targeted individuals abroad, Barr's memorandum makes it quite clear that some of those same controversial tactics will soon be used domestically. Barr's memorandum also alludes to the fact that current practices by the FBI and DOJ are those that will shape the new plan. Though more specifics of the new policy will be provided in the forthcoming notice, Barr notes that newly developed tactics. Okay, what do you suppose these newly developed tactics are? We've seen black ops dropped from helicopters on ropes. We've seen doors being bashed in by a professionally made metal object. We've seen just about everything. So what do you suppose these newly developed tactics are? I'll give you a hint. fMRI scanning on a continual basis. Now, these newly developed tactics used by the Joint Terrorist Task Forces include the use of clinical psychologists. Okay. We know where this is going, right? Threat assessment professionals, intervention teams, and community groups. Community groups. To detect risks and suggestions that the new early engagement program will work along similar lines. Barr also alludes to the fact that this community approach, in a separate instance, when he writes that when the public says something to alert us to a potential threat, we must do something. Okay, well, let me tell you something, Mr. Barr. The targeted community of millions has said that there is a potential threat. But it's not a potential threat. It is an ongoing agony for targets. It's not a potential threat, Mr. Barr. I would love to have Mr. Barr on this show because I would rip him up from one end to the other until he was sitting there going, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me tell you something. We have to fight this. This memorandum differentiates suspected terrorists from the individuals this new program is set to pursue. Okay, so it's not going to pursue suspected terrorists. The new program is going to pursue other people. Mr. Barr states that unlike many historical terrorism cases, many of today's public safety threats appear abruptly and with sometimes only ambiguous indications of intent, and that many of these individuals exhibit symptoms of mental illness and or have substance abuse problems. So if we go back just a little bit, we have clinical psychologists on the team to pronounce you what? Mentally ill? Well, I'm not mentally ill, believe me. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you very much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks, Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss Mr. William Barr, Minority Report, and pre-crime on TM Radio. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. And it's not just meant for Massachusetts. I was targeted in Massachusetts, and that's why I named it that. But it's for the U.S. and the world. So to join Targeted Massachusetts, it's free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Please donate to Targeted Massachusetts. It's very easy. You just go to our homepage, and where it says, please donate and help us to continue our activism, there's a button. We are a legal organization of Carver, Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question, or join in on the conversation at 800-313-9443, or give this number to a friend who would just like to listen, and that's 605-313-0163. Okay, we have Chris from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, good evening, Frank, and I'm really titillated by the topics you've just selected for discussion. this facade, this fake illusion of pre-crime invest ligation is a very insidious and dangerous concept, because what we really find are the people who claim to have this supposed superior elite skill are nothing but people who want to per se execute their enemies, or at least those opposed to their evil agenda. We look around and we find that Guillermo, I can't remember if it's Gomez or Gonzalez, who poses as William Barr, and of course then we've got Donald Trump posing as Trump. It's like no one is who they claim to be these days. They're all a bunch of actors on the stage using false monikers, stage names, to give us the illusion they're something else than they are. And the ability to supposedly read minds or bumps on the head, phrenology, so-called psychologist or psychologist, as they say, which is a pseudoscience because there is no measurement to discern who has the psyche deviant diseases, supposedly, that cause them to be predilected to crime. Because any man with his perverse nature can slip into criminality, as we see by many supposed well-intentioned politicians going to the cesspool of the Washington, D.C., District of Criminals, where they are frequently co-opted, perverted, enticed, seduced, bribed, or otherwise co-opted improperly so they can be controlled and manipulated to do what the deep state wants. And this is the danger of using the pseudoscience of psychology, psychiatry, and so-called mental health, which there is no direct measurement. They are all directly influenced by the financial investment incentives, quid pro quo kickbacks they get for prescribing these suicidal psychotropic drugs they pose as caring for you when they really just care for themselves. And so the programmers who program these...
Did you know that the Veterans Administration and DHS are the ones that procured the grant for research into V2K? I have the grant number.
I don't doubt it at all, Frank. You got the grant. Probably ought to read the numbers so people can be informed. But the Veterans Administration is not part of the U.S. Army or the federal government. It's a private for private profits corporation, likely co-opted by the Department of Homeland Security or possibly the Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, we have to go to commercial, Chris. This is one time I'm going to ask you to let me finish this, or at least get farther through it, because it just hit us and I want to strike back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. great for heart palpitations. By Ann, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank M. Tonight, we discuss Bloody Mr. William Barr, The Minority Report, and Pre-Crime on TM Radio. And I am going to get right back to it because I haven't been this steamed in a long time. We cannot let this man get away with it. He has to get dumped out of office, impeached. I'm going to pick up where I left off. The goal of this program is ostensibly to circumvent these issues by finding new and likely controversial ways to determine intent. As will be shown later in this report, Mr. Barr's recent actions suggest that the way this will be accomplished is through increased mass surveillance of everyday Americans and the use of algorithms to analyze data for vaguely defined symptoms of mental illness. So, it would seem to me that in the United States, they will be building many mental hospitals, because if you cough on the street the wrong way, you'll probably end up in a mental institution. Mr. Barr also suggested the likely courses of action that would follow the identification of a given individual as a potential mass shooter. Now, this is potential. This guy hasn't done anything. The Attorney General notes that in past cases, individuals deemed a violent or terroristic threat before they commit a crime are subject to detention, court-ordered mental health treatment, substance abuse counseling, electronic monitoring, among other measures. Ostensibly, the new program would then apply these same practices to individuals in the U.S. that federal authorities believe, I said believe, no proof, are mobilizing towards violence, as Barr put it. Okay, so this is the way the scorecard reads. The U.S. citizens, nothing. Mr. Barr, 100. What's going to happen is this. You're going to get picked up. Whether you're on the pre-crime program or not. Whether you've been tagged or not. This is a convenient way to pick up people that are on a list. Or is this going to be a new list? This could be a new list of people all across the country. Mr. Barr has been very busy. The memorandum, despite heralding a new era of Orwellian surveillance and pre-crime on a national level, has been sparsely covered by the mainstream media. Sparsely covered. Not here. One of the few reports that did cover the new Justice Department policy, published Wednesday by the Huffington Post, framed the new Barr-led initiative as largely positive and asserted that the anti-terror tactics to which Barr alluded could help thwart mass shooters. No mention was made in the piece of the threat such as a program is likely to pose to civil liberties. Again, stepping on our Constitution. Furthermore, no mention was made of Barr's clear push over the past few months to lay the groundwork for this recently announced program. Indeed, since becoming Attorney General under President Trump, Barr has spearheaded numerous efforts to this end, including pushing for a government backdoor into consumer apps or devices that utilize encryption, and for a dramatic increase of long-standing yet controversial warrantless electronic surveillance programs. So, we are heading for a police state. I thought we already had one, but boy, this is heading for the deep state. And guess who comes up last on the list? The people. We, the people. Again, the guys and the gals, you have to take 2 weeks off from work. We have to pick a time to protest. We cannot let this happen. You can't keep going to work and coming home and just watching TV. You've got to do something. This is turning into the McCarthy era. The McCarthy era was terrible. On July the 23rd, Barr gave the keynote address at the 2019 International Conference on Cybersecurity and mainly focused on the need for consumer electronic products and applications that use encryption to offer a back door for the government. Specifically, law enforcement, in order to obtain an access to encrypted communications as a matter of public safety. So they're going to go into my phone to make me safer. I feel better already. Barr went on to say that warrant-proof encryption is also seriously impairing our ability to monitor and combat domestic and foreign terrorists. Barr stated that smaller terrorist groups and lone wolf actors, such as those involved in the series of mass shootings in California, Texas, and Ohio that occurred in the weeks after his speech, have turned increasingly to encryption. Barr later noted that he was specifically referencing encryption used by consumer products and services such as messaging, smartphones, email, and voice and data applications. To overcome the resistance by some private companies who do not want to re-engage or engage on their right to privacy by giving the government backdoor access to their devices, and in American consumers, Barr tellingly anticipated a major incident may occur at any time that will galvanize public opinion on these issues. Shortly after this speech, several mass shootings, including one at an El Paso Walmart, took place, which again brought the issue to the forefront of political discourse. As Mint Press reported at the time, Barr's uncanny prediction and a litany of other oddities related to the El Paso shooting left many unanswered questions about the FBI's foreknowledge of the event. In addition, the tragedy did appear to serve as the very galvanizing event that Barr had anticipated. This was the solution offered by President Trump in the wake of the shootings, was the creation of a government backdoor into encryption, as well as calling for the very pre-crime system Barr formally announced just last week. The pre-crime dragnet takes shape. More recently, Barr and the UK Home Secretary Priti Patel signed a data access agreement on October the 3rd that allows both countries to demand electronic data on consumers from tech companies based in the other country without legal restrictions. This is really blowing my mind. I don't know about yours, but they just accessed your phone without your permission. It is the first executive agreement reached as part of the controversial Clarifying Overseas Use of Data Act, or Cloud Act, passed by the U.S. Congress last year. The Cloud Act has come under fire from rights groups who have warned that the legislation gives unlimited jurisdiction to U.S. law enforcement over any data controlled by a service provider, regardless of where the data is stored and who created it. This comes under the heading of intellectual property, once again, outside of the skull. And that this also applies to content, metadata, and subscriber information, including private messages. So what does the U.S. government want? They have access to everything, and that's what they want. Mr. Barr and Mr. Patel claimed that the data access agreement will instead enhance civil liberties and further asserted that the agreement would be used to go after pedophiles. Fine. Go to the back door of the pedophile's phone, not my phone, not your phone. And also, organized crime, even though both Barr and his UK equivalent have shown minimal interest in pursuing the conspirators of child sex trafficker and pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, whose sex trafficking network has been linked to both organized crime and the intelligence agencies of both the U.S. and Israel. Some have charged that the lack of interest on the part of William Barr is due to the fact that Barr's father once hired the now supposedly deceased pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. Notably, Jeffrey Epstein also had an apparent interest in pre-crime technologies and was a key funder of the controversial technology company Carbine, along with former Israeli Prime Minister and close Epstein associate, Ehud Barak. Carbine is one of several Israeli companies that market their software products to the U.S. as a means of reducing mass shootings and improving the response times of emergency service providers. Bullshit. These companies boast numerous and troubling connections to the governments and intelligence communities of both the U.S. and Israel. So Mr. Epstein seems to be everywhere. Epstein himself linked to the intelligence apparatuses of both nations. He invested at least $1 million in Carbine through a data mining company he controlled. So Mr. Epstein is coming up everywhere, and it's not roses. As was detailed in a recent Mint Press expose on these companies, Carbine and similar companies extract any and all data from consumer smartphones for merely making emergency calls, and then use it to analyze the past and present behavior of their callers. They react accordingly and in time predict future patterns. So what are you going to get smacked for making a 911 call now? The ultimate goal of smart devices, making emergency calls to the authorities as opposed to human beings? Well, guess what? It's not just 911 calls. Everyone you call is subject. They'll core the Apple. Data obtained from these software products, already used by several U.S. countries or counties and slated to be adopted nationwide as part of a new national next generation 911 system, where they will grab everything on your phone when you call 911. This will then be shared with the same law enforcement agencies who will soon be implementing BAR's national disruption and early engagement program to target individuals flagged as potentially violent based on vague criteria. So what do we have? A witch hunt, folks. They're going after President Trump, so they might as well have a witch hunt for the rest of the population. Okay, Chris from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, thank you, Frank. As one who has been already victimized by the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which I clearly observed firsthand, is the SS, the Stasi, the secret police, the brown shirts, the Gestapo here in America, because it assimilates all federal, state, county, city, local, and NGO private contractor licensees of the federal government as one collective investigative supra-intelligence force with their partners around the world and other so-called law enforcement militant organizations. It's very, very dangerous because anyone can false flag, SWAT somebody, and call in a false complaint to grind their political axes, to eliminate their political adverse opponents, or to get even with the attractive girl's husband or boyfriend that you want to have a lustful relationship, or perhaps a bulldog wants to have a lustful relationship with her. Anybody is subject to being swatted, whacked, and very likely murdered or killed from being false placed on a terror screening center's fusion center watch list, which has no actual fact-centric basis because there is no effectual oversight whatsoever for anybody that has the ability to enter whatever data they want to into these insidious and dangerous systems.
I agree. I think what we have here now is a smash and grab system. If they don't like you, they'll throw you into a mental institution, and they will use this fancy, cheap system to do it.
Absolutely. This is what the Bolsheviks did in Russia. This is what the Nazis did in Germany. This is what Mao did in China. And other despot tyrants do around the world. They lock up their adversaries, anybody who does not subject themselves to their tyrannic will and despotic acts of perversion,
Chris,
depravity, abuse.
Listen to this. The data is to be analyzed, would be harvested from consumer electronic devices, as well as information provided by healthcare providers to identify who may be a threat, or, moreover, I will say, mentally ill. So this really sucks. And I don't really like to say that word, and I don't use it, but this is a open threat against the people of the United States. Do you agree?
It's an open threat to freedom and liberty around the world, specifically. You're right on that one, Frank. I can tell you firsthand that the FBI and imposter FBI agents for the local constabulary here in Las Vegas, they suborned my wife to commit felony perjury to get her to aid and abet them in inventing a pretext to false flag me under the false guise that I had somehow violently abused her, when all I ever did was love the woman. I never hit her, laid hands on her in anything but a loving, affectionate manner. And to have her lie to suit the FBI's agenda, whether they terrorized or bribed her or otherwise improperly influenced her to give false testimony to aid in creating their agenda to take me out and to annihilate my First Amendment duties and freedom of speech obligations to be an Ezekiel 33 watcher on the wall and to speak openly about the transparency of abject criminal government agents and actors and to expose this infestation of cancerous corruption throughout our governmental system is a vile and demonic activity, I observe.
I agree, Chris. We're running out of time. I would like to thank my listeners. I would like to thank the network. Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.